Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. George Zimmerman is out on bail today without a gun. The judge who released him made it a requirement of release after Zimmerman was arrested in Apopka, Florida, outside Orlando Monday, and charged with domestic assault. His girlfriend, Samantha Scheibe, told police Zimmerman pointed a gun at her during an argument. This is the second time in 3 months that Zimmerman was accused of domestic violence after being acquitted in July of second-degree murder in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. Some are wondering, why has it taken so long to remove his weapons? Renee Stutzman is a reporter with the Orlando Sentinel. So, Renee, if you could start there, because there were previous domestic disputes with Zimmerman's ex-wife and her father. He was in attendance at one. There were traffic stops after the Trayvon Martin shooting in 2012. And then back in 2005, George Zimmerman had to take an anger management course after he attacked an undercover officer who was arresting one of his friends. So, you know, people are wondering, what does it take to get a weapon taken away?
Well, in this case, it appears that an incident on Monday, a domestic violence incident that prompted authorities to arrest George Zimmerman, that's the event that has prompted officials to take his guns away. He got a concealed weapons permit in 2009. He has a right to carry a gun. And the night he shot and killed Trayvon Martin, he was carrying his weapon legally. It was a 9mm handgun. Authorities took away that gun as a piece of evidence in the case against him, and it's now in the possession of the Department of Justice. But once he was acquitted of murder, and that happened in July in the Trayvon Martin case, he was legally entitled to have guns, and apparently he had multiple guns.
What about the recent domestic issues? He and his estranged wife were involved in a dispute in September. This is just days after the soon-to-be ex-wife filed divorce papers. Some would say, well, if there are 911 calls, and remember this, you know, we saw the film of a standoff, why wasn't there any action then?
There was no action then because police determined there was no crime committed. They couldn't come up with evidence to prove that George Zimmerman was guilty of anything. His wife, his estranged wife, Shelley Zimmerman, and her father alleged that he made a gesture as if he were reaching inside his shirt for a gun, where he sometimes keeps a holster and a weapon. But by the time police got to the scene, he was not in possession of a gun. And as a consequence, they weren't able to prove that George Zimmerman threatened anybody. So when you're not arrested and there's no conviction and you have a concealed weapons permit, you have a legal right to have a gun.
Yeah. Some are asking also about the bond in this latest allegation. Tell us first, what were the allegations from the girlfriend against George Zimmerman?
The ones that are put forward in the case he is facing were that George Zimmerman cocked a shotgun, pointed it at the girlfriend, shoved her out the door, and before doing that, broke some furniture. Shoved her out the door, locked the door. So there's an aggravated assault charge. That would be he pointed a shotgun at her, putting her in fear of danger. If that happened and it's proved, he's guilty of aggravated assault. The domestic violence battery would be related to her allegation that he shoved her out the door. You can't touch somebody and be domestically violent. That's a violation of the law. And he was also charged with criminal mischief. That's because he's accused of damaging her property.
Well, we understand, too, that he barricaded the door so that when police came, they had to break it down. But he tells a different story when he calls 911.
Yeah, that was really curious. It's a really odd scenario. His girlfriend, mad, angry, frightened, is on the phone with 911 narrating what she says is happening. She goes next door. Law enforcement comes, two deputies with the Seminole County Sheriff's Office. They come to the house. The house is locked. George Zimmerman inside calls the same police dispatching agency that his girlfriend called, and he said, I can hear them pounding on the door, and you can hear those pounds in the background of that call, and I'm not going to let police officers hear in the building, but I'm going to talk to you. And he then provides his story about what happened. She's the bad actor. She went crazy. She broke the furniture. He was trying to be the good guy.
Renee Stutzman of the Orlando Sentinel. And by the way, the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is saying that his department will soon announce whether Zimmerman will face civil rights charges, charging him with a hate crime. Some people think that is unlikely to happen. But this story and the spotlight on George Zimmerman is not going away soon. Renee, thank you so much.
Thank you.